been for me with them. I'm not. But maybe that's what they are.
A lot of these rural items you might not be familiar with. I'm just as interested in what you don't know. What about the outside edge of the wagon wheel? You would call that the what?
The outside of the wagon wheel. You're not talking about what the rim is on?
Yeah, we ride the rim. That's
yes.
Do you, would a wagon wheel, do you have a metal rim around it?
Yes.
Would that be,
yes.
Would that have a name? Would that simply be the rim?
That would be the rim itself.
Have you ever heard that called the tire? Just the metal rim? The wagon wheel?
Yes. Not the, I don't think the metal rim would be called a tire. There are wagons. I've seen wagons with tires on them.
Rubber tires.
They may be rubber on them. Yeah. They may be metal tires. I've seen wagons with metal tires. And it has a little, makes a little print kind of thing, you know.
I see.
You know, and it, you know, it's, as it returns, you see.
Yeah.
I've seen those. But I've seen them with rubber tires.
Okay.
And the rim is wood. All this is wood, and this is metal on top of it, you see. Of course, this underpart is wood, too. And this is metal on top of the seat, you see. These are the spokes in the right wagon wheel. This is the axle here.
Do you know what the traces of the wagon are? Those metal chains that
yes.
attach the horse to the
yes.
Well, the thing that the traces come back and attach to is
the swingle tree.
Now, if you had
it's a single tree or a swingle tree?
I've heard both. It's interesting that you said swingle tree
yes.
first, though. if each horse has a swingle tree or a single tree, they're both attached to a big one that's similar, what would you call that?
That both are attached to a large one.
A large one, yeah.
You meant that? But then it turns, have you?
Yeah, well, it's stabilized.
Yes. Yes. Is that the tongue? Yeah, come with the tongue, right? You know, the tongue thing goes between there with the horses, the tie around over the next pull, yeah. I guess.
Do you know double tree? Have you ever heard that?
Is that double tree? I guess it would be, because when two things are tied to a double tree, yes. I was drawing a mental picture of the wagon again, and it's the longest I've seen one.
Sure, okay. This expression, say if a man drove by with a wagon full of wood, and he came back shortly after with an empty wagon, and a little while later he came back with another load, and this process just kept up all the day, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
The word drag, you might say, well, this trunk's too heavy to pick up. I just had to get across the room.
Drag across the room?
In the past tense, that you say, I
drugged the trunk across the room.
And you've done that a lot. You say, I've that thing all day.
I've drugged the trunk? I'm the trunk.
Right, okay. What about the thing that a farmer uses to break up his land with before planting? You just call that?
He's going to turn it or cut it.
And the thing that he uses, he would call that
a plow.
Yeah. Do you know names for different kinds?
Yes. Yes, there's a turning plow, there's the har, and there's a cutting har that on tractors you think in terms of mule. And there's if it's a wagon, you know, country farming, he'd lay up his road with what's called a cultivator. You know. And then he plows his crop. Cultivator, and he has this. I said the cutting har. He has the. Sometimes he drags the big lumps down. He has a big something, what they call dragging it down.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it very smooth.